What about spare ribs?
Yeah, well, spare ribs. That's the same thing. When you always had spare ribs out of the hog. That's the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because there was some you had left over. That's just a name they inherited from somewhere. Maybe the reason it was named spare, I say, if you've ever bought any in the butcher shop, there's meat's kind of sparsely on there. They cut them where there's not any meat. Really spare rib. They're very spare.
What inside parts of the hog did you eat?
Maybe you, but not me. Chitlins. I don't eat them.
How do you make chitlins?
I've never made any. I've watched Grandpa and them and other people. And they wrench them, turn them wrong side out, slang them, and just have a big time. And they boil them, fry them, they grind them up in a sausage and fry them in kind of like patties.
Mm-hmm.
I just never...
Why don't you eat them just because what they are?
That's it, really. They don't taste good to me. I can eat them fried a little bit, but
mm-hmm.
I just soon have a glass of milk.
What do you call the fat, salted meat that you eat in spring?
Well, we used to call it fatback, salt meat, dry salt. I've heard people say, give me 10 pounds of dry salt. Well, that meant salt meat, you know.
Is that all? That's all the same thing, fatback?
Yeah, that's all of it. Sow belly.
Huh?
Some people call it sow belly. And I don't know why. It's all meant the same thing.
When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that section?
The side?
Mm-hmm.
That's the ribs and the...
Middling.
That's the middling. They call it middling.
What do you make out of the middling?
This fat back, or bacon if you want to smoke it, salt it and smoke it.
Would you say a middling of bacon or side of bacon?
Side of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I would say a side of bacon,
What's the outside of the bacon that you cut off?
Skin. Some people call it rind. I don't know why. Maybe they compared it to a watermelon.
And the kind of meat you buy already sliced to eat the
bed? Bacon.
Hmm?
Sliced bacon.
And a person who kills and sells meat?
Butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, it doesn't taste right?
I say it's spoiled.
What can you make of the meat from the head?
I'd say soup. Hamburger meat, maybe. I hope they don't put it in it. Not much meat on the head.
Did you ever hear
them
taking the meat off and...
Oh, you're talking about the hog now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, excuse me. Hog head sauce, a hog head cheese.
How would they make that?
They grind it all up, gristles, eyeballs, and all. I don't know about the eyeballs, but... And they mix spices and sugar and vinegar and put it in a stone crock and weight it down. Just something else I can eat. Too greasy.
What do they make out of the liver?
Fried liver is all I've ever.
Did you ever hear of scrapple or cripple or haw-haw?
In relation to a hog?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they pickled pig feet. Yeah.
Do you eat those?
I don't like them. I've eaten them, but some people are crazy about them.
What about the blood? What can you make
it? I can't make anything out of it. A lot of people call it, cooked it some kind of way and made a blood pudding, but I just don't like it.